Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1519 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on accurately interpreting the Bible. Today, let's meditate on Bible study, prayer and plausible interpretation. Insight number 37. Prayer doesn't guarantee your interpretation is accurate. God is not a vending machine. He is not a genie of all genies in covenant with his people to grant their every wish. No mature Christian would ever think of God in such terms. We know that God does not always give us what we ask for in prayer. We trust that God has good reason for such denials. Paul asked the Lord to rid him of his mysterious thorn in the flesh 3 times, but the answer was no. And this can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Even Jesus was refused when he asked God to deliver him from the death of the cross if it was God's will. Upon reflection, this pill isn't so hard to swallow. Perhaps the thing we so desperately want wouldn't be good for us. Perhaps our motives are not entirely upright. Even if they are, maybe God has something better planned. These reasons are hard to fathom, though, when we ask God to illumine our minds and to understand Scripture. Why wouldn't God want that? Of course, God wants us to understand the Bible rightly. He desires our understanding as he expects us to kindly treat our spouse, tell someone the gospel, or to meet someone's emotional or financial needs when it is in the power to do so. Proverbs chapter 3, 27. But all these spiritual endeavors depend in part upon our own will, our discernment, and our ability. Bible study is no exception. This is transparently obvious when you think about it. We know from the writings of Augustine, Aquinas, Luther, Calvin, and Wesley, they all prayed that they would adequately understand Scripture and believe God had answered their prayer. Yet these famous theologians came to dramatically different conclusions on many topics and in many passages. For example, John Calvin is renowned for his insistence that salvation of the individual believer was predestined, an idea Wesley rejected. Luther's judgment that James' book didn't belong in the New Testament would have drawn objections from the rest of these theologians. While it is certainly appropriate to ask God to guide our study, it is our responsibility to develop skill and experience in studying Scripture. Prayer is no cover for either a meager effort or failure to address our own inadequacies as students. Most Bible students accept that until they are in the heat of a theological joust or feel the need to explain that their church is better than someone else's. Resist the temptation to believe that you prayed yourself correct or to say to yourself, "But for answer prayer, I might be mistaken." Hone your skills and ask God to help you to do the best that you can. Now let's move on to insight number 38, which is, all interpretations are not equally plausible. As a Hebrew Bible scholar with many years of in-depth study, Dr. Heiser shares this somewhat humorous story. It's a time for confession. I'm lethal at small group Bible studies. Honestly, I don't try to be. I don't sit there waiting to pounce on a defective interpretation. I pray for invisibility. Trust me, I'm not opposed to normal folk sharing their impressions about something they've read in the Bible. Scholars don't own that space. It does my heart good to see people engaged over Scripture, even if I know their conclusions are wide of the mark. Sooner or later, somebody, usually my wife, notices I am there and asks me what I think. Oh well, there is always another small group. Dr. Heiser continues with this, offering my two cents is uncomfortable because I can't bring myself to be dishonest about Scripture. As a Bible scholar, I realize that the scriptural standards for truthfulness doesn't eliminate tact or compel exhaustive critique in this situation. But every effort in diplomacy seems to end in the spilling of the beans that not all interpretations are equally plausible. Whether others led on or not, I instinctively know that something I've said just consigned one or more of the viewpoints to the dustbin of defectiveness. Now we have to realize that we are all wrong at some point in understanding the Scripture. It's unavoidable. Yet I've seen this undisputable truth produce disconcerting responses. For example, some people may get defensive. They cherish their viewpoint so much that it distorts clear thinking. Some people presume that since no human knows everything, any idea that exists is possible. Well, this is just not true. The word possible is necessarily held in check by the word plausible. They are not interchangeable. It strokes our ego to think that we can do or be anything, that all of our thoughts deserve careful consideration. But the truth is, we can't. And they don't. Yes, it is possible that I could be an NFL quarterback next year. The year after that, it is possible that I could win a Grammy for my recently released rap album. But these possibilities are so absurd that they are not at all plausible. Many people get discouraged if they are mistaken. This is more common. Don't let the inescapable reality of imperfection paralyze you from studying the Bible. As the saying goes, most often attributed to Voltaire, the perfect is the enemy of the good. Good but imperfect Bible study is better than no Bible study at all. God doesn't expect perfection in our study of Scripture. He expects perseverance. And let's return to our Bible study verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of the law continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,518 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.